Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Now, as we read St. Mark's Gospel, we see people, when they come before Jesus, they get an aha moment. They get an aha who God is. They get an aha who they are. They get an aha that something is very different, that this human being gives them everything that they know of God and more. A brand new thing happens when they meet Jesus. Their life's changed. Something new happens. One of these days I'm going to wreck this pulpit. Last week we heard Jesus proclaim, "The kingdom of God has come near. The kingdom of God is with us. The kingdom of God is in us. Believe the good news. Turn around. Repent. Change your lives. Change your mind. Follow the way I'm showing you, and you will know the good news. The good news of a loving community, the kingdom of God, where everybody respects one another, where people love God's creation, where they worship God as their Lord and King, and where things are in harmony right now. Today we hear how that happens in Jesus. We've already heard about his baptism and his ministry of calling his disciples. And then he goes to the, as his holy habit, on the Sabbath, he went to the synagogue and prayed and taught, and his teaching affected people. They say he teaches as one with authority. And then this tormented man comes in, this young man, and he says, "I know who you are. You're Jesus of Nazareth." And Jesus doesn't put up with this BS. He says, "Be still. Come out of him." The man convulsed, and the spirit, the exorcism happened, and the man was healed. And the people said, "Wow, a new teaching. What is this? A new teaching? Even the unclean spirits obey him." Something brand new, unexpected, surprising was happening, and they were getting, aha, this is happening. The prophet Isaiah foretold this centuries before. He says in Isaiah 43:18, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing right now. Now is the springs up. Do you not see it? Do you not see it?" And Jesus is talking to us about a new thing in this new year of 2024. To celebrate the new thing, God's mighty act. You know, a few weeks ago, we celebrated this surprise that God became a baby, became Jesus, became a little baby. And we celebrated a few weeks ago Jesus at the River Jordan with John the Baptizer. And the heavens were split open, and the Holy Spirit comes down and alights on Jesus. And we hear the voice of God saying, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." And guess what? When you were baptized, the same thing happened to you. You were sprinkled with the water in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You received the Holy Spirit. And God said, "Larry or Bonnie or Joan or Bob, with you, I am well pleased. You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. With you, I am well pleased." That's the same for us. The same Spirit that Jesus received. And now in his ministry today, we see the kingdom of God is being born right now, right here, not in the future, right now. You and I are that present community with Christ as the center. We know as we look up at all the stars at night, billions and maybe trillions of stars and galaxies, all created by God. And in this great cosmos, right in the center, is Jesus Christ. Through baptism, not only are we able to be in a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, but we too are blessed to be a blessing to the world, to share God's light with other people. And that's not something new for St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church. Do you know what year we began? 1854. We've been doing ministry from generation to generation for 170 years. And we are here, but the saints are all around us in that cemetery. Their spirits are living here in this place. And if Harry and Nevin and Uncle Earl and other people could tell us, what would they say? What would they say to us today? Keep going. Keep going. Keep going with the gospel. Don't hold back. Be bold. Move forward with the gospel. Keep going. Move forward. Don't be shy. Advance. Advance. Be bold. I believe God wants us to grow stronger in our faith as a congregation, to touch more lives, and to have an increasing greater impact on our community and our world. Now, as I told you last week, Jesus didn't just call Philip and Nathaniel and Bartholomew and the 12. He calls you and me. You are a disciple. I am a disciple. We have a responsibility. God calls us to follow and to share his good news right now, where you are, what you're doing in your relationships. Like Luther said, this life is not for rest. This life is for exercise, for exercise. We get up and about with the gospel, especially in a community. Do you realize this? In this community, 70% of the people in this area are unchurched. Some have never really heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. And there is much need. I was talking to Pastor Bish, who was secretary of the Synod at one time. He retired 15 years ago. And he said when he retired, he'd go and ask at the Synod office, you know, where are some churches next Sunday that don't have a pastor that he could supply? And there'd be like 4 or 5 pages of churches that needed a supply pastor. You know how many, a few weeks ago he went, how many? Not even one full page. Churches are closing. People aren't hearing the gospel. We know people are getting more far away from God. And where so many are need to hear the good news in a society that's deeply, deeply divided. You know, we celebrate every week in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. But we need to be a triadic people, a Trinity people, to know when we're talking, especially to people who are different from us, to really listen. Because you have something important to share, but so do they. And to really listen and dialogue in the midst of our differences with patience and understanding, and get what they, the richness of their gold, and the richness you can share of your gold, and together, like a chemistry thing, something new can happen. A new way of viewing things, a new reality, a new gold, and the healing of your relationship. It's possible. Now, we want to be the church called to be nothing less than that. A church on the hill, a light on the hill, on this hill here. And the light goes down to the dog park and to the bicycle shop, and it goes over to McCandless and Ross and Gibsonia and Cranberry, and ripples out in ways we don't even know. That's the kind of church we are called to be. I'd like us to consider St. Paul's words from 2 Corinthians. If anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Okay, ask yourself right now, how are you a new creation? By having Jesus Christ in your heart, Jesus Christ in your life, Jesus Christ in the midst of us right now, existentially present. How are you different? because you share your faith with others here, or live your faith day by day and spread the kingdom of Jesus' gospel. You might suggest, well, there's lots of areas in your life where you're still under construction. Well, join the club. So am I, so are we. In this life, there are not and never will be a perfection of Christianity in us, but we're growing in it. The Spirit helps us to grow because we're on the way. That's why the early church was not called the church, it was called the way. Read Acts, the way of Jesus Christ. As Martin Luther said, we are not what we shall be, but we are growing towards it. As long as we're open to the Holy Spirit in our lives, in our hearts, in our souls. And what does that look like when we're growing in maturity in Christ? You know. Tell me. What is it? What does it look like to see a mature person in Christ? What is it like when you feel in harmony with Christ? Huh? What's one thing? Huh? I can't hear it work.
Love!
Love, you got it. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, beauty, truth. That's all signs that the Holy Spirit is working through you and in you. And you say, oh, that's not me. Well, that's not me either. Some days it is, and some days it's you too. But do we do this perfectly? No, but neither did Moses or David or Paul or Mother Teresa. We're all sinners saved by grace in Jesus Christ. That's what the good news is. We celebrate that Jesus on the cross took all of our crap, all of our poison, all of our pus, all of our hate, all of our division. He took it upon himself. An innocent man took it upon himself. And he gave us God's love and joy and peace and patience, the power of goodness in Jesus Christ. We are on the way. And if you stop and think, that place in your life where you've changed maybe just a little bit because you are in Christ and Christ is in you and you're in a Christian community because you're in a relationship with Jesus Christ, maybe there's a little more patience. Maybe a little more loving for other people. Maybe a smidgen kinder and gentler, maybe a tad more forgiving. Maybe instead of being impatient when you're in a hurry and you're at Starbucks because the person in front of you is ordering a grande caramel with extra cream and extra whipped cream, you're okay with that. You have patience, a little patience then. Being nice to the person that was waiting, even though the person was a little incompetent and had a little trouble with the machines, that's okay. That's progress. It could be that you're kinder and more loving and spend more time with your spouse and children. So, okay, they don't see it yet, but you see it and give it time. They'll notice. Just give it time. Work at it. Or you trust maybe God a little more. Or you lean on God's promises a little more. Maybe you open up and surrender to God a little more. Progress in these areas aren't fast. Often they're incremental. But if God is important to you, which you know God is, you wouldn't be here today. You would want to draw closer to God and be more aware of how God is working in your life. That's where the hard work comes. That's where developing the holy habits are it's like prayer and taking time with God and devotions and things like that. Allowing the Spirit to make you a new creation in Christ and work forming you into the new habits. Trying to leave behind the person you were, the habits, the bad habits that kept you from worshiping God and being more loving and kind and peaceful, etc. To leave that behind. You know, I remember when my boys were young, children, remember this? We'd have our New Year's resolutions. And one resolution I said one year was, I like this year to be more like Jesus. And my oldest son, Mark, said, Dad, that's going to be hard for you. But don't give up. Yeah. But to know where we can, in our congregation, can grow as a person. You know, there's a wonderful sheet that was in your carillon and Terry typed up. It's like different areas in the church where maybe you can participate, or areas where you think we should keep a ministry or say no to a ministry or add a ministry. Use your holy imagination. God wants us to grow together, and you are important in this. There's no bystanders or observers in the church. You're all part of the community. We are called to something new. We can do this. Yes, we can, because we have the Holy Spirit and because we are a new creation, right? Do I hear an amen?
Amen.
Do I hear an amen?
Amen.
Here Jesus told us that the time has come. A new thing is about to happen for us at St. Paul's, to be part of it, to be open to the aha, there God's working, and to be participate in it. And to know a surprise and a joy that passes all understanding. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.